Anyway, I filed a criminal complaint against him for trespass, and he was found not guilty, even though he confessed in the case. And I've got the transcript that shows that he confessed that he trespassed. And anyway, because he was acquitted, he turned around and sued me for a tort called malicious prosecution, and that's what started our whole nightmare. And people don't know this, but you can be the victim of a crime, and if you bring charges and the person is acquitted, they can sue you for malicious prosecution, and people don't know that. And that's what happened to us. We were the victims of a very low level crime. I mean, I'm not trying to allege this guy committed a horrible crime. It's trespass. But you can be sued. Malicious prosecution is a tort that most often is used when people have been charged with shoplifting and at, like, say, a department store, and they get acquitted and they turn around and sue the department store. That's usually how it happens. It's called a disfavored tort, and should almost never be brought. But this guy got Bill Swiatek as his lawyer, and Swiatek has a 30-year history of sleazy activity under the Alabama State Bar, and that's how we got caught in this this never-ending mess. And it can happen to any American. I mean, if you know, if you were walking home or step outside and got mugged and decided to press charges, and the guy got off, he could turn around and sue you.
Yeah.
Really pretty scary stuff.
Now, tell us a little bit, we have a Swiatek family, and we'll introduce these characters one at a time so people don't get overwhelmed. But William Swiatek is the father, and we're going to talk about his kids in a little while. And he's been practicing law in your area for more than 30 years. We'll also get into some of the disciplinary actions that were taken against him in the early 1980s.